To rebuild Iraq, the United States is depending on the cooperation of Iraqis, including the man we're about to meet, Ibrahim Mustaf Hussein. He's a deputy mayor of Baghdad, the man who oversees the city's water and sewer system. For the last 10 days, an American contractor called RTI has been giving Mr. Ibrahim and other Baghdad officials a tour of the United States. Ibrahim was just in Houston, Texas, which he says is not all that different from Baghdad.
It's about 88 councils. They have 9 districts. We have 88 councils and 9 districts and 1 city council. The second thing, the city is flat, like Baghdad, and the services what you have in Houston is similar to what we have. I mean, the sewage network, same equipment we use, the same things we have, the same problems with the roads they have. So for the services, I think it's the same.
May I ask how you became a deputy mayor of Baghdad?
I used to work for the city from 86 till now. So I was an engineer in the sewage department in Baghdad, and then gradually I promoted till I became the director general for Baghdad Sewage Authority, and lately I became deputy mayor for technical affairs.
That means that you were active in the government during the time of Saddam Hussein for many years.
I was part of the government in the same time. I mean, before the war, yeah, I was there.
And were you a member of the Ba'ath Party?
No, I was not a member of the Ba'ath Party.
Has it been necessary to bring former Ba'athists back into the government in order to take advantage of their technical expertise in various areas?
Let us put it another way. If we're talking about the Ba'ath Party members, I know there is a resolution about the higher grades of these members. They should leave work. But if you think about it, most of the people were there just to be Ba'ath Party members because they want to keep their work. So what I think personally, my personal opinion, that whoever did something wrong against the people or some crimes, they should be trialed. On the others, I think it's time for unity now.
What, if anything, happened to the water and sewer systems during the conflict and immediately after during that period of looting?
During the conflict, we didn't have so much happened in our projects. But what really affected us is the looting, what happened. I mean, let's say for the 3 treatment plants we have in Baghdad were completely looted. The warehouses, the motors, the pumps, generators, cables, whatever you have there.
And so there was a period when large parts of Baghdad weren't having their sewage treated, I would assume?
Yeah. Till now it's not treated. The sewage is not treated because it's not working, the 3 treatment plants. But what we're doing now is a complete rehabilitation to bring them back. The sewage system is working now, but without treatment.
So where does the sewage go?
Directly to the river.
Right into the
Tigris.
Into the Tigris River. Wow. How, if at all, is your job any different than it was in Saddam Hussein's time?
You work without pressure. You can understand that. I mean, we work without thinking in your mind that something may happen if you do something, anything which they don't like. So you're free to do your work, really, now.
Is there another kind of pressure, because there obviously are groups within the country that are targeting Iraqis who cooperate with the Americans?
Okay, that's one way or another. The threats are there, but we have to face it. It's our country, and we have to keep working there. I mean, if we don't do it, then who will do the work for us?
Have there been friends or acquaintances of yours who have asked you what you're doing, why you're doing this?
People, I mean, even the family, they get a threat sometimes about the threats, what's happening. The previous deputy mayor for technical affairs was assassinated in Baghdad, and I followed him.
Was it difficult to accept this job, knowing that the previous occupant had been killed?
I thought about it, but finally I agreed to that because, as I told you, I need to serve my country, really. That's what we have to do.
Ibrahim Mustaf Hussein is a senior member of the mayoralty of Baghdad. He's the deputy mayor for technical services. Thanks very much for coming by.
Thank you.